This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
We have a poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon. And it was inspired by some whiteys on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due. That's it.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up, and as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the Moon.
Everybody look. here's the American breed for Partridge Wieners.
Partridge, it's just behind my smile. That's why I eat partridge. Hot dogs, they're the top dogs I love. And you love them too. Partridge wieners are so much fun. They're a smile for everyone. 'Cause partridge wieners are so good.
Come on, y'all. Right here.
Tell by the way.
Aggressive persons, they are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of nurture strength of spirit, to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul, with all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams. It is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
I grew up Catholic, so a lot of the tenets of that faith is constant confessions or guilt or both about your sins. I've just committed one right here, but I don't go to the confessional booth anymore. I go right to the guy who writes the checks for the Milky Way galaxy, and they just say, "Man, once again, I fouled off a fastball right down the middle of the plate where I could hit it. I'm sorry." Man, do I say I'm sorry a lot. My father would have been 93 this past Saturday, and I was telling the big guy in the chariot on the way up here that I don't regret a lot about my past, even though, you know, it's just a chronicle of underachieving, but I would like another shot at growing old with my father, who was a hero, and having him live enough to see a family structure, meet my second wife, meet his great-great-granddaughter, who I just saw yesterday. She's a 3 months old, April, May, June, July. She's almost 4 months old. And she's going to be a handful. The feet go, the hands go, spits up a lot. I told my son, you better start childproofing now because she's going to be a lot. He said, yeah, she's prone to violence already. And as was he. I bet. A chin beard and graying chest hair. In fact, forget graying, it's gray. And he used to pull on it all the time. It's the only time I really ever got mad at him because he wouldn't stop. But already I can see he's a great father. It's such a joy to watch him dote on his daughter. Which has nothing to do with much except for the fact my sin, I'm talking over the music of John Coltrane honking on the sax and Duke Ellington, who wrote this piece on the 88s called Take the Coltrane from 1962 on the Impulse label, John Coltrane's recording label at the time. And man, this album is great. How could it not be? Two Jedis of 20th century music. And from the album simply titled, they didn't spend a lot of time working on a title for this record. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Impulse Records, 1962. Preceding that, and a really poor mix. The Mystery Man and I were commenting on it here at the Fifth Estate Studio A. It's like, you know, for Nimoy being the star of this piece, ostensibly, can barely hear him. And his thoughts. We heard Spock's thoughts from a Revola reissue of Leonard Nimoy, his wisdom, his wit, and his music, including covering things like Abraham, Martin, and John, If I Had a Hammer, The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins, and Proud Mary, I think, are on this record, called Highly Illogical. Complete with Nimoy, without Spock ears. Although on the front cover, he's got them. Thank you, Gene Roddenberry. We were talking about Winoni Harris at my record shop over the weekend, so I was inspired to play something by him to observe the musical hopscotch of this program, willingly, mind you. And from 1955, we heard the piece recorded for the King label out of Cincinnati called Get with the Grits. Noni Harris and his swagger were a catalyst for the stage persona and music of Elvis Presley in 1954 in the Sun Sessions, when Noni, one of the stars of post-World War II black music, and he did himself a lot of damage and drank himself. It was a contributing factor to death at an early age. But while he was able, party on, Garth. Winoni Harris, Get with the Grits, 1955. The Neville brothers before that, on the day Art Neville went to the toll booth in the sky. A live album, Live on Planet Earth, recorded on their 1993 tour and released in 1994, we heard a medley, which normally, because I avoid cliches like the plague, and I also am loath to play melodies or medleys at any point, but I did that time. I never liked the song Love the One You're With, because I thought that has consequences in real life. But I like Stephen Stills. In fact, keep that in mind a lot. I liked him anyway before he did way too much of seeing the bottom of bottles and hitting the medicine cabinet in the 1970s and really kind of ruined his art to a large degree. Well, when he was on fire from 1967 to 1972 in the first Manassas record, the double album, geez Louise, he was good. Well, Stephen Stills wrote the original version of Love the One You're With. It's on his first solo record from 1970. And I thought every other song on that record is pretty great. And that one, I just don't dig the sentiment. I don't know why. I like women as much as the next postmodern knuckle-dragging man. but it's me. Well, they did that one in conjunction with the Rolling Stones' You Can't Always Get What You Want. Mashed them together, and that's what fell out here on what would have been Art, well, is Art Neville's death day. Neville Brothers from Nolens. George Clinton celebrating a birthday today. Went back over to the first Funkadelic record released on Westbound label, 1970 the year. Had a full-on band at that point. George Clinton, notorious for outrageous costumes, flashy stage shows, and not paying his band their proper money. I like that track, called I Bet You. All of a sudden, I went out to FanDuel fanatics everywhere who will bet on anything and sometimes even cash in, but not always. Funkadelic music. A bit from the American Breed, the band that did Bend Me, Shape Me. Big hit in the late 1960s, I think 68. And they talked about hot dogs. And I was saying over lunch today that on my last day, if I know I'm going, or when I know I'm going, I'm going to eat a piece of meat, probably. Although the thought kind of revolts me after all these years of vegetarianism. I thought, you know, maybe a hot dog over a steak or anything that heavy, you know, it's just like, what do they taste like? And at that point, even if it's full of nitrates and whatever, so who cares? I'm dying anyway. The American Breed, Partridge Wieners. The Chi Lights, here in the day, Eugene Record. Good name for someone in the music business. Got the call. From their Golden Hits record. It's a Philly band, wasn't it? They did We Are Neighbors. Well, if anybody from the Trump family is my neighbor, boy, would I give them a talking to. Or be playing pranks on them at nighttime while they were trying to sleep. Of course, they'd be shot dead by some ICE agent for goofing on the president. Did you see at the end of the World Cup yesterday where red cards were going to be handed out to Trump to break balls? And I guess it was stopped. The mystery man says he thought it was ICE, I think, that might have been up to such no good Nick behavior. Because, man, that would have been great. Apparently, he did get loudly booed at the game. Which our fan, the Englishman, said, what a boring game. It was nothing. I was going to save this for all the news that gives you fits. What was it? Argentina had two shots on goal in 2 hours of play. Almost impossible to think of, but Spain locked them down. They deserved it. They dominated that game. And now it's over for another 4 years. Forget where the next one's going to be played. I hope our adopted country of New Zealand has a good showing. Some golfer from New Zealand, Fox, I think is his last name, he won the British Open yesterday, one of the majors in golf, which is pretty cool. Glad to see that. And the All Blacks are in motion now, playing rugby. Great fun. Speaking of great fun, we began the show tonight as July 20th was the anniversary of the moon landing, Apollo 11. No, it wasn't shot, or maybe it was. Think what you want. It's a free thinking world. Don't lock yourself in any boxes. Not advocating thinking that Stanley Kubrick shot the Arthur C. Clarke novel of 2001 or got the idea from that book and movie to film the moon landing, the quote-unquote ersatz moon landing in a desert in Las Vegas in Nevada here in the States. And it doesn't even matter. You know, I'm just foolish to even bring up the conspiracy theory, considering we have evidence. It's right there on the lunar surface of lunar landers, space junk, etc. Explain that one away. But it's out there. Well, Gil Scott-Heron had what should be the last word in it. Whitey on the Moon from his one of his early records, 1971. And that guy, when you listen to that, and then there's a later record after you went to jail called I'm New Here, which I guess is what you had to say in some of the jails that he frequented for frequent crack addiction and not paying child support, things like that. And I shake my head saying, how could a guy who was that brilliant succumb to a drug that he had talked movingly about not doing when he started out? And I don't have an answer here, because this is Oaf Without Borders Radio, musical hopscotch, mental gymnastics. Our team here in our 1 hour and 58 minute tour de force, if I can get the pages apart with my numb hands. Ah, thank you, God. Our roster / production team. Our drivers. The big guy. The gold standard of a good guy. And 3D, pinch hitter for the good guy when he can't make it, which is infrequent these days. My wife of 18 years. Better than ever. And a beauty from head to toes. Then there's our New Zealand North Island squad, consisting of PG, our OG. The reason the free FM 89.0 transmitter is on, and the reason we're here, coming up in our fifth year in November. Philby also hosts a show called Retrospect, and that is also the gold standard of garage rock and punk and freak beat and psychedelic. Current episode number 737, which hang around and you'll be able to hear it directly on Free FM Live from midnight to 1 a.m. Then there's our program director, Mike the Magnificent, morning show host, both Mondays and Thursdays here on Free FM. He's the snipper of erroneous wordplay, and there's plenty of that on the show, and time issues here when the Mystery Man and I send the show over for inspection and detection. Ricardo, a key member of our team, our fill-in, at least once a year when opportunity knocks. He's Free FM alumni, and he's worthy of high praise, Ricardo. So that's our team from New Zealand. And finally, the major domo of Studio A, the Mystery Man, without whom I wouldn't be yakking at you into his microphone right now. True truth, we both work at a station here in New Jersey, and I'm proud to be there, called Homegrown Radio NJ. In October of this year, late October, it'll be 21 years there, actually 22, of making merry mischief, musically and verbally. But I gotta say, the equipment here at Studio A is better than that equipment, often. But I enjoy doing radio so much here at this late stage of my life that, you know, you brush it off and you like, oh, that's not working tonight. Talking about our New Jersey station. And I was like, okay, can't make that work. We'll do something else. So that's our roster. That's where we've been here on the first caper of the evening. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world. We just spoke of Stephen Stills. Let's do this one. My favorite cover, I believe, of this track particular. It was on Highway 61 Revisited. Mike Bloomfield was on that session. And he was also on this session, the Super Session record of 1968, released today. And it actually was a hit. It was up to, I think, number 12 on the Billboard charts when it was released. Al Kooper, lead singer on this track, and Stephen Stills has never been better than on the cover of Season of the Witch on this album. And this Bob Dylan song called It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry, here on the Paleface Parabola. Free FM, accept no substitute. And good wishes go out to Bill and Debbie's mom, who had a bad fall last week. We lift you up here in New Jersey, 12,000 miles away.
Will I ride on a bell train? Can't buy me no thrill. Well, I've been up all night, leaning on the windowsill. Well, if I die on top of the hill, if I don't make it, you know my baby will. Hit it! Don't the moon look good, mama, going down over the trees? Don't the brakeman look good, mama, flagging down the double E? Don't the sun look good, going down over the sea?
Devoted. met you, baby. Never knew what I was missing. Oh, your love, pretty baby, that I got in store for you. Oh, your love, pretty baby, that I got in store for you.
Not even supposed to be here today.
Yeah. so bad. I said there's so much hate in there. Come on, man. This is a secret space tour. There shall be no hate in this house. The power of our music, the power of the people. We're gonna throw these evil spirits out. Come on, come on, Sly Stone, Little Richard, Wayne Kramer, Staples, maybe Staples. I said, we need some gods. We need help. We need salvation. Sound the physical with fire. Coming not from hate, but from the heart. Love, love, love. What you gonna do when you got it? You just don't know. Tell me, how's that any way to get along? Well, there was a woman I knew, you feel so bad. Got to keep on moving. Yeah. I'm worried about my brothers and sisters, my mother, my father, and everybody got to keep on moving together. Yeah. I can't see the sun, I can't reach the stars. Keep on moving, I got to come on. I want everybody to come on. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Ignorance is at an all-time high. The only way that they win is when they lie. Misinformation, subjugation, provocation. Man, I can't get no satisfaction. No, it got to be pushback.
Action. Go!
Well, the consensus here in the control room, the cockpit, if you will, of Studio A, is that Brian Auger, terrific. And this is him doing a version of the Fab's A Day in the Life. That was on Sgt. Pepper. This is on Brian Auger's album called Definitely What, which is a play on Miles's So What. 1968, the year, and they're kicking up some dust on this version. It's got forward motion to it. Brian Auger and the Trinity, minus Julie Driscoll on this piece, A Day in the Life. As we end tonight, your ears, tomorrow the world, we cheat the hangman on the horizon. No Clint Eastwood to save us. We're on our own. Preceding Brian Auger, we heard the Swamp Zombies. Frenzy of Music in Action. Actually, that's the album title. Green is the piece we play on a weekly basis. Pretty funny band. In fact, a very funny band. John Spencer, from his new solo album called Songs of Loss and Protest. It's on his own label, Shove Records. And we heard, Come On! Exclamation point. Decidedly not the Chuck Berry song of the same name from the 1960s. Talk about a record that stirs up the wildfires. This is one of them. It's reminiscent, if you're familiar, with the Reverend Horton Heat, his trio. This is even more psychotic. John Spencer, one of the psychobilly mavens in New York City, began in the 90s with his band Pussy Galore. Yes, that's what he means. In fact, he used to revel in allowing his wife, Christina, to get naked for his album covers because, A, he liked her naked, and B, he knew it would sell records. John Spencer. This is an excellent record, full of rock and roll fever. A couple of them out recently. I haven't heard Jack White's record yet, but I've heard the Rolling Stones' new one finally, Foreign Tongues. It is really, really good. And so is this one, if you're into this kind of music. And I am. It's nice to hear records with guitars on them, high up in the mix and carrying on in this age where the guitar has been minimized in music. Speaking of guitars, and I'm not even a big fan of this band, but this album, Black Sabbath 4, Volume 4, is the best record they ever did by a lot. Now, I know people lean on the first album, Master of Reality, Paranoid, as their best work. This has got the songs and it's got the playing on it. We heard Supernaut from this record. And I remember the woman who lived across the street when we were growing up coming over once and looking at my album collection because they thought I was a nerd. They were from New York City and I was from Hackettstown, New Jersey. And it was like, you could make the case. I certainly was in touch with my outer nerd. And she just looked and said, you know, I can't believe you have a Black Sabbath record. And it's like, oh, well, I decided to try it out because people kept talking them up. I was like, yeah, I like this record a lot. A lot. And I like you a lot. Except I had no game to even compete. One night, they decide to get me stoned, and she came over in this bare midriff thing with short shorts, no shoes. And I was like, oh my God, alone in the house. So opportunity knocked, and I didn't answer. Well, nothing could stop us here at Studio A. And we resume the festivities. Brian Auger and the Trinity. Black Sabbath for the first time on this show in the 5 years we've been on. John Spencer, the Swamp Zombies, John Mayall, and the Blues Breakers featuring Eric Clapton back when he was a fireball, covering Otis Rush's All Your Love. John Mayall went to the porn part of Eden, or west of Eden. John Mayall, when he was young, was rumored to have the best porn collection in England. He had was he the guy who had a vagina-shaped swimming pool in California when he lived there? I mean, the guy walked the walk, as it were. Heck of a band leader. Think about this as guitar players in your training ground of the blues. Eric Clapton, Peter Green for one record, and Mick Taylor before he joined the Rolling Stones. That elicits an ooba-dooba. John Mayall, music, the godfather of British blues, passed today a couple of years ago. Dexy's Midnight Runners in that quest. From Two Rye Eye, released today in 1982 or 3. Kevin Rowland, one of the worst lead singers ever, for such a massive hit. Two Rye Eye had the song Come On Eileen on it, which still to this day on Solid Gold Radio, 40 years later, gets huge airplay. We heard the song The Celtic Soul Brothers, Yes Bill Fiddles. Also, that song was a centerpiece of a dance scene in the movie The Commitments about an Irish band learning to play soul music. It was pretty terrible, too, because a lot of us Irish people can't sing soul in the blues, except for Van Morrison. But I love that song. What a wonderful song. The Celtic Soul Brothers, Dexy's Midnight Runners from the early 80s. And began the set with Al Kooper and Stephen Stills at his glorious best. What a wonderful solo on that cover of Dylan's It Takes a Lot to Laugh and It Takes a Train to Cry. From Super Session, again, that album released today in 1968, recorded in May of that year, right after the Buffalo Springfield broke up and Mike Bloomfield took too much heroin the night before, and Al Kooper had to make a frantic call for another guitar player to play in that session. Thank God he had Stephen Stills' number. We Cheat the Hangman up next. Right now, all the news that gives you fits. Nico from the Velvet Underground died on July 19th, 1988 in a bicycle accident. She was tooling through the Netherlands and fell and hit her head, I would imagine, and passed on July 19th. I was telling the big guy over lunch today that I was listening to Nico's The Marble Index record on Sunday night this past weekend while I was reading a paper. It was a distraction. Somehow, weirdly, and Lou Reed was bad, Nico was just as bad, if not worse, with her heroin addiction. Her album, The Marble Index, produced by John Cale, and you're thinking, okay, it's two members of the original Velvet Underground. I know this album isn't going to be fun by reputation, but I'm going to give it a listen. Hokey smokes, Bullwinkle. That was a rough ride. And it's like, if you're going to listen to that record, hide the sharp objects. Then there is the World Cup game, which went nothing-nothing for 105 minutes. España scored in the first 39 seconds of the overtime and wound up, or stoppage time, as it's known in the football world, and beat the defending champions, Argentina, 1-0. Lionel Messi in tears after the game. Spain deserved it. They dominated that game. As said before, Argentina had 2 shots in 2 hours. That was a rough game to watch. One of the good parts about it is that Trump was in the stands and he got roundly booed when the camera went to him, but somehow he weaseled his way onto the field during the trophy ceremony and he was handing out medals. It's like, you know, if you really cared about people that much, you'd be up in Canada raking the forests like you claim they didn't do, and that's why we're getting the wildfire smoke down here, that he wants to tax. He's got to be joking. Apollo 11, as noted before when we played the Gil Scott-Heron track to open the show, landed on the moon on July 20th, 1969. I remember it vividly. I remember watching when Neil and Buzz hit the ground from a quarter of a million miles away on black and white TV. You could barely make out what was going on, but it was a thrill nonetheless. Sweden, Finland, Norway, Denmark, France, and Italy are going back to printed books, because there's been too much evidence that you have to limit screen time here. So get the printed word back in the equation. I heartily applaud. Online business has its benefits, but people spend too much time doing it these days at the risk of carpal tunnel and melted brain cells. What is this? Something about infertility is genetic? Oh, RFK Jr., who inexplicably has a major say in medical advances, benefit, or just the status quo. And he said recently, infertility is genetic. Maybe? I don't know, but I don't think so. Joseph Brodsky, quote, "There are worse crimes than burning books, such as not reading them." Yeah, our literacy has dropped exponentially since the beginning of this century. And it's not just because it's endless hours scrolling phones, but that's part of it. 50% of Americans read at a below sixth grade level. Explains a lot about current culture. Golf, as noted before, a New Zealander won the British Open. The Trump administration, for some reason, because they're determined to ruin the culture and the country from the inside out, exposed the 13th Amendment and the Emancipation Proclamation to light and heat in recent times. Not good. No bueno. The Iran war, by a close friend of mine, who I don't see enough or talk to as much as I should, a writer, really smart, really funny guy, his quote, "All this to stop a nuke that didn't exist and open a strait, STRAIT, that isn't closed." ICE protest here in New Jersey. That's the thugs running rampant in the streets of our country these days. Well, New Jersey biting back to a degree. Two separate banks have pulled $330 million, or two separate towns, humble apology, two separate towns have pulled $330 million from banks that support and house ICE money. Thank you and keep up the good work. Stop in. Our pastor from one of the churches we attend, the Reformed Church of Highland Park, New Jersey, about an hour from where we live, he first posted a notice of that. Major League Baseball, Jackie Robinson's widow, Rachel, 104 years young, she turned over the weekend. Oh, the tales that she could tell. John Ariola, actually, sorry, I can't see with my glasses on, I can't see with them off, so I have to look through this, and sometimes it just trips me up. Joanne Ariola, a councilwoman from Queens, New York. This is front page headlines on Sunday's New York Post, which I read for the sports section, thank you. Talking about welfare checks being increased by Mamdani in New York City. 865,000 of them, which cost the city $2.7 billion in cash. She said, quote, "This is the communist playlist 101. It make everybody reliant on government." And I thought to myself, you're trying to help people. Of course, like tax cheats, there's people who dime the system. But for the most part, anybody I've ever met, and I've only had to do it once myself, had to rely on unemployment. They're humiliated and they want to work. This whole right-wing thing that started in the 90s, I think, with Gingrich here in our country, it's really taken hold. And that kind of thinking dovetails with where we're at politically right now in America. Online conspiracy theory. Britney Spears is a clone. Maybe. I mean, some of these other women that I see on Instagram, because they know it'll get hits, stripping down to, Band-Aid-sized bikinis. I wonder about them because they're just too, the ideal, if you're going with the Barbie thing, they're just too perfect, body-wise and face-wise. Can anyone say filters? Amen. I heard two, as I think I mentioned before, reviews about the Odyssey. Gotta see it. Lake Como, Italy. Here we go. Speaking of people who like to strip down, beach people get fined if they walk down the street with no shirt on, which seems pretty innocuous, or unless the men are all really built, or the women decide, well, if a guy can do it, I can do it. Or in bathing suits. Doesn't sound like much of a resort town. Brought me back to the warning that we see here in America in some places. No shirt, no shoes, no service. Except in Lake Como, Italy, it's no shirt, no shoes, and pay up. PlayStation, no more physical will be made, stations will be made after 2028. Winnipeg, Canada, and Manitoba is protesting. Egypt, a 21-year-old, set a Guinness World Book of Records, an 82-foot hook shot recently, and a backward shot of 90.6 feet. You know how difficult that is? It's basically the length of a basketball court. And finally, Oh, I told you about the Nico thing. Here's what we do in priorities here in America as I bang the headphones against the microphone. I saw today that a judge outside of our state of New Jersey lifted the ban on assault weapons here in the state of New Jersey. Well, good. I hope that works for police as well as we the people. It's a big old goofy world, as John Prine once said. Music right now from the band Tomorrow. This is a band led by Keith West. And Tomorrow was Twink, the drummer for the Pretty Things. Junior, a.k.a. John Wood on bass. And Steve Howe, pre-Yes. This is from 1968. The track is called Real Life Permanent Dream. Here on the Pale-Faced Parabola.
A real-life permanent dream. RM1-ish.
you think you are? You act like you all got hit in the head with a horse.
Everybody knows the story. Everybody knows the end. Everybody's been alone. Everybody needs a friend. To old dog in the winter. To old dog in the sun. To old dog knows what everybody's done. So repent, you sinner, you better change your tune. Repent, 'cause Jesus is coming soon. Sprouts a bud. The apple tree grows a fruit. The apple tree's strength lies in its root. So be strong, you woman. Oh, be strong, you man. Oh, be strong and know. Repent, you sinner, you better change your tune. Repent, 'cause Jesus is coming soon. Repent, you sinner, yeah, you better change your tune. Repent, 'cause Jesus is coming soon.
There's a I was just flipped off by a silver-haired old lady with a honk if you love Jesus sticker on the bumper of her car. I was feeling pretty Christian. I was loving all my neighbors. When I saw that bumper sticker there, I didn't think twice. My hand went for my horn, and I pushed it with conviction. When I saw that lady's finger, it about put my heart on ice. 'Cause I was just flipped off by a silver-haired old lady with a honk if you love Jesus sticker on the bumper of her car. And it makes me want to cry, but I may never have the gumption now to read those one-line sermons in bright yellow, black, and white. I've been buoyed up so many times while stopped in rush hour traffic. And forgive me, Lord, for saying, but my faith is weak tonight. 'Cause I was just flipped off by a silver-haired old lady with a honk if you love Jesus sticker on the bumper of her car. You see, maybe it's a rental. She could be the second owner. She could be a godless sinner in a loner from a friend. And while that helps, I do feel better. I just can't help but see it as a sign the world is doomed and we're that much closer to the end. 'Cause I was just flipped off by a silver-haired old lady with a honk if you love Jesus sticker on the bumper of her car.
Please replace the speaker on its rack when you're ready to leave. Failure to do so will damage both the speaker and your car. We'll be grateful, and so will the patrons who follow you.
I was just saying to the mystery man, imagine going to a concert and Rashawn Roland Kirk is the headliner and he comes out on stage and he starts honking on not one, not two, but three saxophones at the same time. I've seen pictures. He actually did it and apparently he pulled it off. Well, that's who you're hearing in the underscore with It's a Grand Night for Swinging. Indeed it is. Recorded in 1967, released with his trio of the time, Rashawn Roland Kirk, from the album Now Don't You Cry, Beautiful Edith. Not sure why Edith's so upset, but leave that to history immemorial. Heard a trailer there. Also heard Ancy McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours. I bend over backwards not to repeat artists and songs that I play on my New Jersey show on Friday nights here in the States. But I played Ancy McLean on Friday night and remembered how much I liked that piece. I was just flipped off by a silver-haired old lady with a Honk If You Love Jesus sticker. That needs to be recreated as a visual, as an art piece, I think. Ancy McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours. I think this is a one-and-done outfit. I'm sure glad they did the one. 2007, the year. I don't think Mom and Dad named him Ancy when he was born. Or maybe they did. John Hiatt, before that, from the album Perfectly Good Guitar in 1992. I don't know who was playing it on that track, but it was better than good. That was a song called Something Wild. That's a track that Iggy Pop covered on his album Brick by Brick, and it was great on there, too. John Hiatt had a really good run in the late 80s into the early 90s with albums like especially Bring the Family, and then Slow Turning, and then Stolen Moments. He had about four or five really solid to great records right in a row. Little Village, and then he did. Album of the Year in Northwest New Jersey in 1996. Man's name is Jeff Torella. Did a tremendous record called The Wicked and the Free. And that was on a local label. Jeff played at my record shop back in the first iteration of it in late 80s. Jeff was crazy. But he was interesting, really interesting guy and a terrific songwriter. Jeff Torella, T-A-R-A-Y-L-A. And mark that down with your number two pencils, because Jeff changed the spelling of his name every single record he put out and eventually just named himself Lucky. Great for sales when your identity changes over and over again. You could do it maybe if you're Bowie or Madonna. You can't do it if you're Jeff Torella. The Paul Collins Beat, not the English Beat, but the American Skinny Tie Band from that time period, 1979. This, I submit to you boldly and without fear of contradiction, other than the Knack's Get the Knack record, is the best of those albums. This is a tremendous record. I think produced by Eduardo De Niro, a.k.a. Eddie Money. And we heard the track I'll send out to myself, I Don't Fit In. Because I really, speaking truth to power, I never really have. John Doe in that set. Yes, of the band X, among others. This is a solo record called Westerner, released in 2007, was it? Heard the track called Get On Board. What an excellent record. Really noirish, like Springsteen's album from a couple years ago. Western something, I think. It was really good. Began the set with the band Tomorrow and a track called Real Life Permanent Dream. Early Steve Howe music from the band, yes. One more, and then the mystery man's up for his weekly drive-by. A band that Bill Gray on the show, what was it called on this, on our station, where he did African music? Whatever it was. He turned me on to this band. The band's called Demon Fuzz. They were out of England, and they did a really sharp record where they covered the Electric Flags song, the long piece, Another Country. Well, this isn't that. This one's from 1970, and the piece is called Message to Mankind. Back with the Mystery Man here on the Pale Face Parabola, and then Retrospect number 737 up shortly.
just remember that. We all got a right to live. This I truly believe. We all gotta die one day. No one, no one is here on earth to stay. Listen, 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 people. You wanna live? This I believe. Black or white, you're still gonna die.
Too bad I didn't just let this play and program it into the regular show. This is Santana, recorded on the 4th of July in Japan in 1973 with Samba de Sausalito, one of their outstanding tracks after they stopped being hitmakers. And we just heard Demon Puzz from 1970 with a message to mankind badly needed from the impassioned vocal and words of that song. The Mystery Man is now prowling. He's out of the cage and he's ready to intro his selection of the week. Fire away.
We are going to hear something from Nilufer Yanya, who is a British singer-songwriter. And I've had this record for a number of years, and I really haven't listened to it all that much because it sort of disappeared into my record library.
So I could take it that you're just using this show in order to play things that you've never played, played in a long time.
Yeah. This is an experiment.
All right. Well, we've scrubbed up. We've got our whites on. We're ready to experiment here. God knows what's going to happen. The beakers may blow up, or you, because that's why we do this show, a little bit of self-indulgence too, are ready to survive and thrive here at the end of the Pale-Faced Parabola for this Wednesday night, July 22nd, 2026, Anno Domini. Be available for retrospect coming up after this selection. In the meantime, from the Mystery Man, this is a closeout to our show. The song is called Paralyzed. Here, Dig In 7. Love you long time then. Sláinte.
Never do I to think about the sun was too high to make sense out of. And never do I mean what we talk about. And never too high.
Strange dreams and wherefore they have told.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.